Welcome to the Dravet Syndrome edition of Rare Disease Advisors' Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the DS community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're at the World Orphan Drug Congress at National Harbor, Maryland, speaking with Jason Tardio, Chief Operating Officer at Ovid Therapeutics. This New York-based pharma specializes in developing medicines for rare neurological illnesses, with a focus on rare epilepsies and seizure-related disorders. It was co-founded by Jeremy Levin, former chief of Israel's Teva Pharmaceuticals, with an original focus also on Angelman and Fragile X syndrome. Thank you, Jason, for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a bit about your own background, how you came to Ovid, and why your company is so interested in these two rare epilepsies.
Sure. So I joined Ovid Therapeutics roughly 4 years ago. I was previously at Novartis in the United States, where I was leading the neuroscience and multiple sclerosis business. I've always had a passion for rare disease, orphan disease. I believe attacking these disorders, many of which have no available treatments, is at the cornerstone of what the pharmaceutical industry is about. And so I was approached by a former colleague of mine who at the time was working at Ovid as a chief medical officer. Given that Ovid was preparing to launch potentially two products into the commercial arena, they were looking for a seasoned commercial veteran within the biopharma industry. And I joined the team at that time, as you've mentioned, initially preparing for the potential launch of a drug called Cabaxitol into Angelman syndrome. But also in parallel, we were actively developing a soticlestat in a number of rare epilepsies. And so at my core, I'm passionate about rare disease, and Ovid and their mission really aligned with what it is that I was looking for.
Okay, how rare are Dravet and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome compared to general epilepsy?
Yeah, so Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome are called developmental epileptic encephalopathies. These are a heterogeneous group of rare epilepsies. Yeah, Dravet syndrome specifically affects approximately 1 in 20,000 individuals worldwide. Lennox-Gastaut syndrome is a bit more common, but still affects roughly 1 in 11,000 individuals worldwide. So these are rare disorders. They're distinct and different from each other. Dravet syndrome is characterized by prolonged focal seizures that can evolve into convulsive tonic-clonic seizures. Children with Dravet syndrome experience developmental disabilities as their seizures increase. And other symptoms related to this particular condition include difficulty with motor and balance, a crouched gait when walking. And it's a serious, serious condition. I've mentioned 1 in 20,000 individuals worldwide are affected with Dravet. Unfortunately, up to 20% of children and adolescents will die of Dravet syndrome prior to adulthood, largely related to SUDEP, or a sudden onset of death related to epilepsy, or prolonged seizures or other complications. And there's a high unmet need for new therapies in Dravet because approximately 90% of people with Dravet are not adequately controlled on their current anti-epileptic medicines. Now, Lennox-Gastaut syndrome is a heterogeneous syndrome characterized by several different types of seizures, but most commonly a tonic or drop seizures. Tonic seizures are atypical absence seizures. And children with LGS or Lennox-Gastaut syndrome will also develop cognitive dysfunction, delays in reaching developmental milestones. They have behavioral problems. And again, huge unmet need in this condition as well. A recent study of over 1,300 caregivers caring for individuals living with LGS still report that approximately 50% of their loved ones experience more than 20 seizures a month, even with the availability of a number of medicines. So again, new novel approaches to both Dravet and LGS are needed, and that's why Ovid initially approached these two conditions.
Now, speaking of novel approaches, yeah. In 2018, the FDA made history by approving the very first cannabis-based therapy for anything, and this was Epidiolex, and this made headlines around the world. How is what you're proposing different from Epidiolex, and why is it better?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, the medicines haven't been compared in a direct study head-to-head, so it would be impossible for anyone to describe either one being superior or inferior. Here's what I will say. First of all, at Ovid, we applaud and encourage new novel therapies being approved for these respective conditions. As I've mentioned, there continues to be a huge unmet need, and Epidiolex has done wonderful things in both the LGS and Dravet communities as a new novel approach. But it's not a cure. In terms of its effect on seizures, depending on the condition, that it has an impact in about 30 to 40% reduction on potential seizures. So certainly there is still a need for new novel approaches. Subsequently as well, though not mentioned, there has been another medicine approved not too long ago, fenfluramine or Fintepla, also approved for both LGS and Dravet syndrome. Again, a new novel approach to these respective developmental and epileptic encephalopathies. Fintepla has a robust effect on Dravet syndrome, upwards of 60-70% reduction in seizures, and not as profound in LGS, probably 20-30%. And so again, given even both these new novel therapies, neither of them are a cure. And so what we're seeking with soticlestat is another medicine that the community can have in their armamentarium to address this disease. A little bit about soticlestat. This is a medicine that Ovid co-developed initially with Takeda Pharmaceuticals. It's important to note that roughly 2 years ago, upon successful phase two results, Ovid did out-license and relinquish our rights to the medicine back to Takeda. So Takeda is the company that's currently developing the soticlestat in two phase three studies for both LGS and Dravet syndrome. But a bit about soticlestat. Soticlestat is a potent, highly selective, first-in-class inhibitor of an enzyme cholesterol called 24-hydroxylase, which is an enzyme located in the brain, and it has the potential to reduce seizure susceptibility and improve seizure control. It's a novel approach to epilepsy and seizure control, and it has been shown to reduce neuronal levels of 24-HC. And now reduction of 24-HC has been shown to reduce glutamatergic signaling and inflammation in the brain, which again may have downstream effects on reducing seizure susceptibility.
You said it, it has the effect of reducing
24-HC, 24-hydroxylase cholesterol levels in the brain. Again, an enzyme, a cholesterol located within the brain that has been implicated in inflammatory conditions, et cetera. And so this is a novel approach. The phase two results in this medicine has been studied not only in Lennox-Gastaut and Dravet syndrome, but Ovid and Takeda at the time also studied it in Dup15q syndrome and CDKL5 deficiency disorder as well.
Okay, so soticlestat.
Correct.
And this is an oral drug? This is a pill?
Correct.
Not a liquid?
Correct.
Okay, and it's given, what, once a day?
It will be given BID twice a day.
And at what stage are your clinical trials?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Takeda is running the development program here on out. They are running two pivotal randomized phase three studies. The first is called the Skyway study. This is a multinational, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study to evaluate the efficacy and safety of soticlestat as adjunctive therapy in pediatric and adult subjects with Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. It's studying, particularly it's enrolling individuals with LGS ages 2 to 55, so young infants up to the age of adults of 55. And the target enrollment is approximately 234 patients for that respective study.
And where are the studies being conducted?
It's a multinational study. So there's study sites in the United States, throughout Europe, throughout Asia as well.
Okay. And what's your timetable?
Yeah. So again, the Skyway is the first of two studies. The second, appropriately named, is Skyline. And that similarly is a multinational randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study evaluating the effects of soticlestat as adjunctive therapy in pediatric and young adults ages 2 to 21 with Dravet syndrome. So two studies, Skyway and LGS, Skyline in Dravet syndrome, running in parallel. Takeda expects these studies to have read out and to file with the regulatory authorities in their fiscal year 2024. So that their fiscal year 2024 begins April 1 of 2024. So sometime after April 1 of 2024, we expect phase results in both of these studies and subsequent as I knock on wood here, with positive results, registration across the globe.
So it seems that a number of companies are developing therapies for diseases that never had cures or treatments.
Yeah. What I would say, Larry, is that there seems to be a shift in the epilepsy community. Previously, the focus was to go broad in large epilepsies such as focal, such as primary generalized tonic-clonic, broad generalized epilepsies that affect countless number of patients. But these studies are long, they're expensive, they require thousands upon thousands of patients to drive a powering and statistical significance. And what you see more recently, as I've mentioned, with Epidiolex, with GW, with Fintepla, even soticlestat, are companies focused more on rare epilepsies, where they can target some of these genetic specific epilepsies, again, where there's huge unmet needs. These are specific syndromes. And in doing so, you can really provide an unmet need to communities that have been underserved, I believe, for many, many years.
Wonderful. I think we're about out of time. This is very interesting. We wish you luck with soticlestat. And thank you so much for talking with
us. Thank you, Larry.
This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.